Hello, everyone. I'm Virginia Henry, and I'm here with Carol Seavey, who is going to be speaking at this weekend's TEDx event.
First of all, if you wouldn't mind for our listeners introducing yourself, like telling us, I guess, who you are and what you do.
I sure can. I'm Carol Cannon Seavey, and I am a mom and a grandma. I actually gave birth to 5 children, but I have stepchildren, so I have 14 children altogether. And my husband and I, we have a blended family, and then we have 21 grandchildren. They're so yummy.
Wow.
So that's what my family is. I am I'm a student. I'm going to BYU Idaho right now. I'm a full-time student online, and I'm in Toastmasters, and I'm a rodeo mom. My children all rodeo, and some of them are in drama. So I'm a drama mom also, drama and a rodeo mom.
Man, I bet that keeps you pretty busy.
Oh, it's a blast. Always fun. There's always something going on.
I bet. Thank you so much for joining me. My first question is about your TED Talk. So what exactly is your message that you're wanting to share with everybody?
Well, my message is that I choose to be a happy girl, and you can too. Everybody has what I call a bald-headed moment, and that's a moment of unsurety, feeling vulnerable, feeling just inadequate, and we can turn that around and learn from it and become better from the trials in our life.
That's beautiful, and it sounds like a lot of people probably really need to hear that message. Why did you choose that as your topic to share?
Well, in 2015, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, stage 4, and it was a really scary time. One doctor said I had a week to live. I had cancer from my chin down everywhere. And I'm a miracle. I'm alive, and I'm here. As I was laying there getting chemo and not sure if I was going to live, kind of funny, I love to exercise, and I just said, if I ever get out of here, I am going to be in a bikini contest. Mm-hmm. like a real one. Like, I was going to have muscles everywhere because I really love to exercise. I was a gymnast, and I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to get in the best shape of my life, lifting weights. I want to do it. I want to be a grandma in a bikini contest. And I would just look them up on YouTube, and I was practicing my poses in my brain. And then after chemo, my body said no. I couldn't do it. A lot of pain, fatigue, and I'd get sick. And so I'm doing a TED Talk instead.
Hey, I think that's a pretty good alternative.
Yep. Pretty much. Yep. And then too, what happened is I woke up one morning and I told my husband, I'm supposed to get my speaking skills up. And that day, by coincidence, crazy, a whole bunch of different coincidences, I ran into Maya Lisa Adams, and she is a TED Talk. She's a professor up at the college, and then she's also on the board, and she's their coach. And honestly, when I ran into her and I realized she was a TED Talk coach, I was kind of cussing because I'd rather do a bikini contest.
I bet a lot of people would rather do that as well, or maybe not. I think I'd rather give a TED Talk.
It will be interesting what people say. I don't know. I'd like a poll on that, because people don't like to public speak, but I don't know if they want to get in a bikini in front of people either.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see which is less preferred.
Let's do it. Let's do a poll. I want a poll. I want to vote.
Yeah. So you said you met this professor on campus who she's kind of helps coach people for TED Talks. And so is that how you got started into this, and that's how you found this opportunity?
Yes, actually it is. I just knew that God wanted me to do it. He's like, you almost died with cancer. You're a happy girl. You need to share your story. And so I started taking lessons from her, meeting with her, and I realized how inadequate I really was, and I still feel like I am. And I tried out in Idaho Falls. I tried out in Rexburg, and I didn't make it for 3 years. I tried it every time. And I just was like, I don't think this TED Talk is good for me. In my mind, I'd do it one time, I was done, and then I could go on with my next goal in life. And that's just not how it is. I joined a Toastmasters club because I realized how raw and hard this really was. And so I joined a Toastmasters club. Do you know what that is? You know a Toastmaster?
That's kind of where, I mean, people practice their public speaking, right?
Right, and it's a safe place. And yes, you're right, exactly. So it's a safe place to practice, a safe place to learn the skills for anything that you're wanting to be better yourself, that you have to open your mouth and talk. Even if you just want a better job and interview better, just leadership skills. So yes, I joined a club, and then I joined every single time I could compete. That's a whole option. I started competing, and I honestly didn't win at first. It was disheartening. I was like, why am I doing this? I just kept losing and wasn't making any progress. I didn't feel like with the TED Talk, and I was like, man, I'd rather be doing a bikini contest. And anyway, all of a sudden, things started coming together. I started doing well with the Toastmasters, and then I got chosen to be one of the speakers here in Rexburg.
How did it feel when you realized, when you got chosen? I mean, after so many years of facing rejection in all reality, how did it feel to finally get accepted?
I feel like everyone else is a lot better than me and more professional. But they're so nice, and they're very, really great at helping me put it together. And my children are practicing with me and helping me memorize. And they're like, we just want you to be you. Because sometimes when you memorize something, you don't sound like you. And they're like, you have to be authentic. You have to be who you are. And even when I'm facing death, when they told me you probably aren't going to make it, I was like, okay, it's okay. It's okay. I'm okay to die at 50. I've lived a great life. And everybody's like, my husband's like, no, you're not dying. I'm not letting you. And so, I mean, I did have my sad days and my frustrations, but I am just generally happy. I just stay in my room if I'm not until I am.
That is so inspiring. I mean, for at least for those of us who have maybe faced similar struggles, and I think especially for people who haven't faced things as dramatic or life-threatening, it's really encouraging to know that if you can be happy, then I'm sure we can be happy as well.
Actually, I have to read when I'm practicing. I go, oh yeah, I'm the happy girl. Change your attitude, honey.
And so you don't. I love that's a real aspect. It's not that you suddenly make this change and you're automatically perfectly happy all the time. It's something you have to constantly work at, right?
Right. And that makes me very vulnerable also, because when I'm not happy, people will look at me and they say, oh, but happiness is a choice. And sometimes I say yes, and I don't want to be happy right now. It's my choice.
I've said that a few times myself.
I laugh. So, get over it.
With this TEDx event, I know that it's happening on the 12th in the Romance Theater. And do you know the order of the speakers? Like, when are you going to be speaking? Or is that a surprise? Or do we get to know that?
I don't know. I wish they'd tell me. I'm over with the first, so I can just enjoy everybody else.
Oh, great plan.
I don't know. I don't know what they've decided. I'm sure they're very, very professional. And it is I went to these TEDx before, and man, Rexburg, they go all out. You get a t-shirt. They have so much yummy food. The time I went, oh my word, it was like just, oh, so much great support, yummy food. You just get treated like royalty.
What time does it officially start?
You know, I just worry about what time I have to be there. 6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 10. Yes, it's worth it. You have, you know, 4 hours of amazingness to go see for $25. It's a great deal.
That sounds like it. I'm definitely going to have to go and experience it myself. I've never been, so...
It's great. One of my friends, well, an associate and someone who I really admire, she was in Idaho Falls, and she has like over 1 million views of her TEDx from a couple years ago from Idaho Falls. Really awesome. Just help a lot of people.
So with knowing that you could have such a broad impact on that many people, like that's a possibility, like what is that? I guess, how are you like responding to that, or how does that make you feel?
Well, I know that with the good, the bad comes. And sometimes it's interesting. People, when they hear me speak, they say, a lot of times people say, you need to be more serious. This is really dramatic. And you can't smile when you say, the doctor said, you have 1 week to live. You just can't smile. And I was smiling because I thought, you know what, you are in charge. You may think I have a week to live, but I don't think you know. And they thought maybe I wasn't taking it serious. I understood. I know death. I've had a lot of people in my life die, and I'm not afraid of it. And so when they were telling me that, I just kind of, I laughed one time. When I came out from my biopsy, I looked at my husband and I said, gosh, they all think I'm going to die. And he's totally freaked out, scary. But I was like, I'm not. I already know I'm not. And so sometimes people are like, just say that to me. They're like, you just don't take it serious enough. And I know the seriousness of the nature, but sometimes it's going to happen whether you smile or not. And I can laugh and cry at the same time. It's just who I am. When I'm quiet, you know I'm upset. That's how that works.
I bet. Well, Carol, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to give us a call and talk to us about this amazing opportunity that you have and the journey you went on to get to this point. Is there anything else that you would like to say or comment on about your experience or the TEDx event itself?
Well, TEDx is an amazing opportunity. In Rexburg, there's 3 TEDx opportunities in Idaho. Rexburg, Idaho Falls, and Boise. So this is a big deal. And we, you know, people have important and valuable information to share. And a lot of times they keep it together and they keep it inside and they won't share. And we just have amazing community. And people just need to go and watch it and think about what they have to share. And we have a lot to give from our community, and there's people out there that don't want to talk, would rather not talk, would rather do a bikini contest just like me. They just need to get out there and do what they know they're supposed to, or just open their mouth and share what they know, share their passion.
Thank you so much. That is a wonderful message that I hope everyone will take to heart, and I will do my best to also take that to heart. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, we're here with Carol Seavey, who is going to be speaking at the TEDx event in Rexburg on January 12th. So get your tickets. It's going to be real awesome.
Yes, and you'll get treats and a t-shirt. So worth it.
There you go. Right there. It's worth it.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much.